Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Grade 1, Geography Discovery for Kids Flags of the World Grade 1 by Baby Professor is an introductory geography and cultural studies book for early elementary readers, especially children around first grade. Its purpose is not to provide a full atlas or detailed political geography, but to make the idea of the wider world approachable through flags, landmarks, and simple country facts. The book belongs to Baby Professor's broader educational catalog, which presents nonfiction subjects in a child-friendly format for home, classroom, or homeschool use. Its central method is visual and exploratory. Children are invited to imagine traveling beyond their familiar surroundings while noticing national symbols and notable places. This makes the book useful as a first contact with world geography before students are ready for maps, regions, capitals, or historical context in depth. Its value lies in turning country recognition into a guided discovery activity, rather than a memorization exercise. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, flags as an accessible first step into world geography. The book uses flags as a practical entry point because flags are visually distinct, compact, and easy for young children to compare. At a first grade level, geography can feel abstract if it begins with coordinates, borders, or political systems. A flag, however, gives a child an immediate symbol connected to a country. This approach supports recognition before explanation. Children can observe colors, shapes, patterns, and repeated design features, then gradually connect those observations to national identity. The educational value is not limited to naming flags correctly. It also encourages children to notice that countries represent themselves in different ways, which opens a basic conversation about diversity, history, and belonging without requiring advanced background knowledge. For parents and teachers, flags provide a concrete prompt for questions such as where a country is located, what language people may speak there, or why a symbol matters. The book's emphasis on flags, therefore, functions as a bridge between visual learning and early cultural awareness. Secondly, an imaginary world journey that lowers the barrier to unfamiliar places. A notable feature of the book is its use of an imaginary adventure around the world. This structure matters because young children often understand new information more easily when it is organized as movement or exploration rather than as a list of facts. Instead of presenting geography as a sequence of disconnected country names, the book frames learning as a child-friendly journey into foreign places. That framing helps reduce the emotional distance between the reader and unfamiliar cultures. A first grader may not yet understand continents, time zones, or political boundaries in a formal way, but can grasp the idea of visiting somewhere new and noticing what is different. The journey model also encourages curiosity. When a child imagines going from one place to another, questions naturally arise about food, buildings, weather, language, and daily life. The book structure, therefore, supports inquiry-based learning. It does not need to answer every question. Its role is to create enough interest for adults to extend the discussion. Thirdly, landmarks connect national symbols with real places. The inclusion of famous landmarks gives the book a second layer beyond flag recognition. Flags can be memorable, but they are symbolic and may remain detached from lived geography if presented alone. Landmarks help anchor a country in a more concrete visual reality. A landmark suggests that a place has buildings, monuments, landscapes, or cultural sites that people can identify and discuss. For young readers, this connection is important because it moves geography from symbol to setting. A child may first recognize a flag, then associate that country with a notable place, and eventually understand that countries contain cities, histories, and communities. The book appears to use landmarks in a simple introductory way, so the aim is exposure rather than detailed architectural or historical explanation. That restraint is appropriate for the audience. It gives children a manageable amount of information while still widening their frame of reference. The landmark element also makes the book more useful for guided reading, since adults can add maps, photographs, or short explanations. Fourthly, simple country facts match the developmental needs of first graders. The book's reliance on basic country information reflects an important principle of early nonfiction design. Young learners need selective facts that build familiarity before complexity. First graders are still developing reading fluency, attention span, and the ability to categorize information. A dense atlas with population data, government types, economic rankings, or long historical summaries would likely overwhelm the intended audience. By focusing on simple facts, the book gives children a foundation they can use later when geography becomes more systematic. This may include recognizing that countries have names, symbols, notable places, and cultural differences. The limited scope is not a weakness if understood correctly. It is a staging point. The book introduces vocabulary and associations that can support later lessons about continents, oceans, maps, capitals, and global citizenship. Its format is also suitable for shared reading, where an adult can pause after each country and ask what the child notices. In this way, simplicity becomes a deliberate teaching tool rather than a lack of depth. Lastly, best used as a guided discovery resource rather than a complete geography text. The book is most effective when positioned as an introductory discovery resource, not as a comprehensive geography curriculum. Its strengths are accessibility, visual appeal, and the ability to spark questions about countries and cultures. Those qualities make it useful for parents, classroom teachers, and homeschoolers who want to begin global awareness in a low-pressure way. However, because the available descriptions emphasize flags, landmarks, and basic information, readers should not expect advanced map skills, detailed cultural analysis, or broad coverage of geopolitical issues. This limitation is appropriate for the grade level but important for adults selecting materials. The book can serve as a starting point for activities such as locating countries on a globe, comparing flag colors, matching landmarks to nations, or discussing respectful curiosity about other cultures. Its practical value increases when paired with maps, library books, videos, or classroom discussion. Used this way, it becomes a gateway text that prepares children for more structured geography learning later. In conclusion, Grade 1, Geography Discovery for Kids Flags of the World Grade 1 is best suited for first grade students, early readers, parents, elementary teachers, and homeschool families seeking a gentle introduction to world geography. Its practical benefit is that it gives children recognizable handles for large subject flags, landmarks, and simple facts. These elements help students begin sorting the world into named places without requiring them to master complex maps or historical explanations. Intellectually, the book supports early cultural awareness by showing that countries have distinct symbols and notable places, which can lead children to ask more informed questions about people beyond their immediate environment. Compared with many early geography books that focus mainly on maps or continents, this title stands out for using national flags as the central visual pathway into learning. Compared with a standard flag book, it also gains value from adding landmarks and country information, making the symbols feel connected to real places. Its realistic role is as a starter resource rather than a complete course. For adults who want a visually grounded, question-generating book that can lead into globes, atlases, country projects, or cultural discussions, it offers a focused and age-appropriate entry point. If you would like to support Baby Professor, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.